Time to have a look at the meeting in Hobart on Sunday night here on the From the Stables podcast. And Hall of Fame reinsman Ricky Duggan joins us online to have a chat about a few of his drives on the program. How are you going, Ricky?
Good, thanks, Doug. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's get straight in. We're just going to have a look at five of your drives on the nine race card. And we'll kick it off with Rock and Roll Nitro in the first heat of the Colts and Gelding sweepstakes series. He was a pretty good winner last time out in Hobart, where he got the job done over Longfellow in good fashion.
Yeah, he's done a good job. He's only a little fella, Dunk, but he sat behind the leader that night and got up the sprint lane and just won. He's had a bit of a break since then. He's a bit of a freshen up, and Smiley hasn't tried him this time in, so, you know, there's a couple in there that are nice horses just the same, but hopefully we can sort of, if we can ping out the gate and get a similar trip to the 91, well, I think that'd suit him best. But it'd be just interesting to see how he's going. Like I said, there's a couple in there that are nice horses.
Yeah, certainly get a good gauge of where he is at. Let's head over to the Phillies prelude of the sweepstakes series. That's race number 3 on the card, where you take the drive on Magic Pebbles, who finished 4th in the Blue Bonnet on debut. And no doubt she'll take a lot of improvement from that run.
Yeah, I think so, Dunk. The run would have done her good, and the experience would have done her good. A bit of a sticky draw out in 5. There's a couple inside us that'll get out the gate pretty good, and there's a couple off the back line of the nice filly. So if we can jump in and throw the squad in early and get a reasonable trip, hopefully she can she'll go okay again.
We'll skip a couple of drives and head over to race 6, where you partner up on the Mark Butler train, Similum Beach, who you've got a great association with. He's had 3 runs back from a spell. He was a good win going back 2 starts ago and was runner-up behind the Shallows, where the connection's elected to use a concession claim on that night. But the second place and behind the Shallows isn't bad form the way he's going.
No, too right. No, he's a nice horse, the Shallows, and he was a good run that night, Similum Beach. He sat in the breeze and done all the work, and the Shallows, he was too quick for him over the last couple hundred. He run him down, but that's good form. And going into this, he's a bit drawn 10 over the mile. Isn't going to be easy, but there'll be a bit of speed early by the look of the few on the front line. So we'll be putting him into it somewhere, and hopefully he can finish off okay.
Second heat of a sweepstakes series for the Colts and Geldings is race 8, where you drive the fair starter from the Rodney Ashwood stable, 9 for 23. He's by Heston Bluechip out of Felicia's Lips. He's had a few trials, Rick. I think he's had 4 trials for 3 wins, and I think you've drove him in most of those trials. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, nice. Big, he's a big horse, Dunk. And he does feel okay. I think he'll be all right with a bit of time on him, but Rodney's done a good job with him. He's changed a bit of gear on him in these last couple of trials, and he's got him going pretty good. But, it's a hard enough feat. Just the same, Smiley Hill's horse is a nice horse. The Kent Rattray's horse has done a good job, pretty consistent, but it's a bit of an awkward draw for my big bugger, but I'll just have to try and probably roll forward and see how he goes. But he's just, like I said, he's big. He's just big and immature at the moment. But he does feel all right, and I think he'll be a nice horse given a bit of time.
Yeah, certainly bred to be all right and in the right camp as well. Let's have a chat about Beach Boy Butch in the last race. It's a claimer. He was a Hobart winner 3 starts ago. He's probably, when you look at the ratings, probably up in grade a little bit. But it might suit him being up in this grade where they'll be bowling along a bit more constant through the run.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dunk. Yeah, I thought he's up in... It is a bit of a step up in grade for him racing a few of these older horses, but I think he should go pretty good in it. Just the same, he'll be another one that hopefully, like you said, there's a bit of speed and truly run sort of a race and he can get into it late.
Well, Ricky, they're just the... what have we gone through? 5 of your 8 drives on the Hobart card on Sunday night. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is before I let you go?
Possibly Similum Beach, Dunk. I think it's just a bit awkward over the mile, but, he he should go pretty good in that.
He's race 6, number 10. Appreciate the insight into some of your drives in Hobart on Sunday, Rick, and I wish you the best of luck.
Very good. Thanks for that, Dunk.